Welcome to Candlestick Park in San Francisco, for the game between the Houston Astros and the San Francisco Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Terry Poole. Batting second. The second baseman, Phil Garner. Batting third. The center fielder, Tony Scott. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jose Cruz. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Denny Walling. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Art Howe. Batting seventh. The catcher, Alan Ashby. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Craig Reynolds. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vern Rule. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Vern Rule. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Joe Morgan. Batting second. The first baseman, Enos Cabell. Batting third. The right fielder, Jack Clark. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Darrell Evans. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jeffrey Leonard. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jerry Martin. Batting seventh. The catcher, Milt May. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Johnny LeMaster. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Griffin. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Tom Griffin. And now, play ball. Terry Poole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poole hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cabell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Poole for the out. One out. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner hits a fly ball into center field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walling scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Morgan for the out. One out. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cruz. Cabell reaches second base with a double. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a pop-up towards first. Walling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cabell scores. It's 1-0, Giants. Jeffrey Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard hits a fly ball into center field. Scott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Jose Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Denny Walling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cruz moves to second. Art Howe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howe hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Cruz moves to third. Two outs. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby takes first base on ball four. Craig Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cruz scores. Ashby moves to second. It's Astros, 1, Giants, 1. Vern Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Martin. Rule reaches second base with a double. Ashby scores. Reynolds goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, Astros. Terry Poll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poll is 0-1 in the game. Poll hits a fly ball into center field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Howe fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May takes first base on ball 4. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster hits a ball on the ground towards third. Howe fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Tom Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Giants 1. The Astros will come to bat. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 0-1 in the game. Garner hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Clark. Garner reaches second base with a double. Tony Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-1 in the game. Scott hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Garner scores. It's 4-1, Astros. Bob Tufts now pitching. Jose Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cavill fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Denny Walling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tufts fires to first and has Cruz trapped. There's the throw to LeMaster who tags Cruz for the out. Two outs. Denny Walling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walling is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Walling strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-1 in the game. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walling scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Morgan for the out. One out. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 1-1 in the game, with a double. Cabell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Ashby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-1 in the game. Clark hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Evans hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Garner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Giants 1. The Astros will come to bat. Art Howe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howe is 0-1 in the game. Howe hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Ashby takes first base on ball 4. Howe moves to second. Craig Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cavill fields it and throws to second for the out. Howe moves to third. One out. Vern Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Howe scores. Reynolds moves to second. It's 5-1, Astros. Vern Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Rule strikes out. 2 outs. Terry Poll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poll is 0-for-2 in the game. Poll hits a pop-up towards short. LeMaster settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Jeffrey Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard is 0-for-1 in the game. Leonard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-1 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Howe fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. May hits a fly ball into left field. Cruz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Giants 1. The Astros will come to bat. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Garner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tony Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the mound, deflecting off of Tufts's glove, towards the right side of the infield. Morgan fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jose Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Scott. The throw from May and he is safe. Scott steals second. Jose Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cabell juggles the ball. That's an error on Cabell. Scott scores. That run is unearned. It's 6-1, Astros. Denny Walling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Walling strikes out. Two outs. Art Howe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howe is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Howe hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 6, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster is 0-for-1 in the game. LeMaster hits a fly ball into center field. Scott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Venabil pinch hits for Bob Tufts. Max Venabil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Venabil hits a fly ball into center field. Scott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-2 in the game. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 6, and the Giants 1. The Astros will come to bat. Alan Hargesheimer now pitching. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Ashby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Craig Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Reynolds hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Evans settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vern Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Rule bunts towards the mound. Hargesheimer fields it and throws to first for the out. Ashby moves to second. Two outs. Terry Pohl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pohl is 0-for-3 in the game. Pohl is walked intentionally. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Garner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hargesheimer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 6, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Cabell hits a fly ball into left field. Cruz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Clark hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards short. Reynolds fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 6, and the Giants 1. The Astros will come to bat. Tony Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Scott hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jose Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cruz hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Denny Walling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Walling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Scott moves to second. Two outs. Art Howe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howe is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Howe hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Clark throws the ball into LeMaster, who tags Howe trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Scott scores. It's 7-1, Astros. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 7, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Jeffrey Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard is 0-for-2 in the game. Leonard hits a fly ball into right field. Pohl settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-2 in the game. Martin hits a fly ball into left field. Cruz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 7, and the Giants 1. The Astros will come to bat. Mike Rowland now pitching. Jeff Ransom now catching. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Ashby hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-1, Astros. Craig Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Reynolds hits a line drive towards short. LeMaster reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vern Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Rule hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Terry Poll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poll is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Poll hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Rule moves to second. Two outs. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Garner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 8, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Scott Lauk's now playing center field. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster is 0-for-2 in the game. LeMaster hits a ball on the ground towards third. Howe fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jeff Ransom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ransom hits a fly ball into center field. Lauk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-3 in the game. Morgan hits a fly ball into left field. Cruz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 8, and the Giants 1. The Astros will come to bat. Scott Lauk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lauk strikes out. One out. Jose Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Denny Walling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walling is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Walling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Art Howe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howe is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Howe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 8, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Enes Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Cabell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Walling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Clark hits a fly ball into left field. Cruz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walling scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Evans for the out. The game is over. The final score, Houston Astros, 8, and San Francisco Giants, 1. Goodbye from Candlestick Park in San Francisco.